listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? This is Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, the most listened to internet talk radio station in the world. I'm your host, David Cohen, and we're raising your frequencies. Check it out, guys. We broadcast here live every Sunday at 1 from the beautiful Sherman Oaks, California. That's what's up, guys. As you know, this is the show where we raise your vibration. That's just what we're trying to do. And I want to thank Kevin.
I am Kevin. I'm in the studio.
My brother Kevin. We love him unconditionally in the studio. Wow, guys, I can feel the energy in the air. Can you? That's a rhetorical question. Well, if you want to let me know if you can feel the energy in the air, you can call me at 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. And if you want, you can also email me live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com.
That sounds cool.
That is kind of
cool.
That. Yeah.
You should get a Twitter.
I should get a Twitter, as a matter of fact.
At Dave's Vibes.
Twitter at Dave's Vibes.
I don't know.
That's how we do it. But hey, guys, listen up. To start out the show, let's do a little Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nam-myoho Renge
Kyo.
That's it, guys. My wings are spread. Whoa, got the golden halo on my head and my wings are spread.
That rhymed very well.
I'm feeling good, feeling good. Hey, just to let all you listeners know, today is a very special show because we have the infamous Dr. Michelle.
The famous.
Hello.
How you doing? The infamous.
Great.
The lovely.
The lovely, the infamous, the beautiful, the magical, the fantastic Dr. Michelle.
You're too kind. Thank
no,
you.
She's actually
lovely
a magician.
To see you guys.
No, I'm kidding. You can check her show out every Friday at 11. Dr. Michelle on the couch. LATalkRadio.com, channel 1. Don't miss it. Seriously, don't miss it. You're wow.
If you miss it, then there will be consequences.
There will be consequences. Yes. I'm just kidding. How are you doing today, Doc?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's so beautiful out here in Southern California, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes,
oh,
it is.
We're very lucky.
It's I gotta
nice
say.
Warm and- Even if it were cloudy, it would be a beautiful day.
You know, it's always a beautiful day. Just another beautiful day. Just a beautiful day. It's just another beautiful day. No silence on the streets, and ain't no reason to complain if you think about it. I'm just playing.
Nope.
But really, Doc, what's our goal here? What's our goal here? To raise the vibration, right? So that's what we're doing. As you know, this show that you're tuned into right now is, you know, we try to focus on positivity over here. We try to focus on hitting all these multiple aspects of the human experience. You know, we hit on, everything from, you know, how to deal with a negative situation, turn it into a positive, or just what's going on around the world and how, you know, we feel like things should be changed to create a more positive world, and that's what we do here. So today, we are going to be talking about positive intentions and the power of positivity.
That sounds fun.
right?
Yeah.
Doc?
Yes.
Okay, so you're with us here.
Yes, I am.
You're a firm believer in positivity, right?
Oh, yes.
Right, Kev... Kev, you know Kev's a firm believer in positivity because he...
You gotta stay smiling.
Right now, if you guys could see him, he is glowing, people. I'm not kidding. He's glowing. He is glowing. He is gold. Wow.
Have you guys seen the movie X-Men?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys.
He is an X... He is a mutant.
I am.
And he's glowing right now. Doc, what would your advice be to Kevin to help him glow brighter?
You know what? I have met Kevin, and I think he is so cool.
Right.
And he seems to always be bright. You know, just keep up the good work.
I don't know if he can shine any brighter.
You're a shining star.
You're a shining star.
No matter who you are.
No matter who you are.
And keep singing. It'll make you happy, too.
Yeah. You know,
One of the things that brings people the most joy in life is music and singing. Even if you're a bad singer, you're always going to be belching in the shower and, you know. Going crazy.
Everybody has their own music within them. And if they can just express it, no matter how bad it sounds, it'll make you feel better.
And that's why she's a doctor. Hey, Doc, I'm going to start off with telling the listeners a little something that I'd like them to know. I want them to keep this in mind for the entire duration of this show. All right?
All right.
Don't take things too seriously. Laugh and play. Right. And the reason why I say that is because, as you know, I always refer to, you know, certain speakers that I listen to and stuff like this. And all of them say that people that take things too seriously are just like are that expresses only a level of density in your reality. Right. So when you can. No, not when you can. You, because you always can. Don't take things so serious. Laugh and play. This is a game that we're playing in, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Kind of like when you laugh more and you play more and you don't take things as seriously, it gives you a wider opportunity and a more free-flowing opportunity, if you will, to be a positive individual. Right?
Indeed.
Right?
Yep.
Indeed.
That's right.
Indeedity.
So, Doc, I have a few questions for you because we just we want to hear the educated answers to those questions. First off, I want to start off with hitting the power of positivity, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So why do you think, just in a quick nutshell, mm-hmm. Why do you think it's so important to think positive?
Well, I'm going to take some a little bit of knowledge from a little bit of Deepak Chopra, old Paramahansa Yogananda, some of the Course in Miracles.
God bless you, Dr. Michelle.
God bless you, Dr. Michelle. Namaste.
right. Look, it's very important. In psychological studies, all right, we have cognitive behavioral psychology, which has shown that if you think positive and act positive, right, that your life will be more positive. What is inward will be outward.
Right.
So let's just have an example of if Kevin's having a horrible day.
All right,
really
Kev,
horrible day.
Kev, you're having a really horrible day.
I'm having a really horrible day.
Okay, I'm
don't
sorry.
Say that, Kev. You're really killing my buzz, bro. You're killing.
So Kevin's having a horrible day, and Dave, you're having a great day.
Man, I'm always having a great day. Come
there
on, sister.
Go.
Come on, sister. All right, go on. No, you know
what did you have for breakfast this morning? Dave?
Monster energy drink.
Okay, well I believe that.
It's our new sponsor at the radio show.
Yeah, we walk in and it's great.
I know.
We're just playing.
So here we go. David's in a wonderful mood. He's had a wonderful, positive day. It's the end of the day.
No, I've just had too much caffeine.
Had a really bad day. And you both are looking at the sky.
Okay.
And there's blue sky and there's some clouds.
Okay.
And David will say, oh, look at the blue sky. Look how beautiful it is. Yeah, the clouds are so puffy and lovely. Kevin's version will be, I think it might rain because those dark clouds are coming in. In other words, how we are feeling inside is how we perceive outside. And the more we perceive outside, the more we perceive inside negativity.
Absolutely.
And here's the way, you know, the universe operates through what I call, and lots of other folks call, it's like a dynamic exchange.
All right.
Giving and receiving, okay? It's the different aspects of the flow of energy in the universe.
Right.
All right? So our willingness to give that which we seek or what we're feeling, if we're feeling good, we keep that abundance of the universe circulating in our lives, the good stuff.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So the positive thinking makes for happiness.
Indeed.
Makes
it,
love,
it does indeed.
Makes
it does.
For joy.
It totally
but here's
does.
The what this is why it's so important to answer your question.
All right, let's hear it, Doc.
If you want love, you love others.
Right.
If you want
right.
joy, right. give joy to others. If you want all the good things, want the same for others. You remove a lot of that ego. And it's just feeling good about life and others and understanding others.
Right.
And understanding to be patient with yourself as well.
Right.
Not always great and easy to be positive. We have bad days.
Right. Yes, we do.
Bad things happen to us.
Yes, we do.
We all do.
Hey, Doc, what's that expression? It's find the silver lining in something, something, something.
Oh, every cloud has a silver lining?
Yeah, there you
that
go.
One? Yeah.
We're just talking about the clouds. You always try to find the silver lining in the clouds, which means try to see the sunshine coming through.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And so that's right, Kev. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's very nice to do that. However, it's not always easy because we have bad things happen to us. Bad things do happen to good people.
Yeah.
But if we can look at it as, how can I learn from this? What am I learning as a human being from this? What can I do to change it up for the future, to think differently? What can I do to help someone?
Right.
What could I do to help myself?
Right.
How can I change it up? What can I learn from this experiment or experience, which is an experiment, actually, from the universe?
Yeah.
But, you know, why me?
Right. Right.
What is the lesson from it, is
right.
what you can ask.
You know, I have a question.
I'm innocent and all that. And it's like, you are indeed possibly innocent. There's, for me, no God judging you saying, you're bad, you're going to hell.
Right.
I think there is, although I do believe in certain religious aspects, I believe in a lot of the Christian beliefs, and of course Catholicism, which goes with that. I believe in many of the religions which, you know, say, you are good, you be good, you give good, you will get that in return.
Absolutely. Hey, Doc, I have a question for Kev.
Yes.
I'm Kevin.
Putting you on the spot, bro.
Oh, gosh.
Kev, so hypothetically speaking, you're getting an argument with me.
On the air right now.
On the air right now. You know what, bro? I'm sick and tired of your bull crap.
Hey now.
You
hey
know,
now.
You look at me, you tell me I'm fat. I'm just kidding. I'm just totally kidding. So, Kev, hypothetically speaking, okay, here's my question for you. You and I get in an argument, or you and whoever, there's an argument,
there's
right?
There's an argument.
Okay, how difficult is it to, like, when you're in an argument with somebody and, like, somebody that, like, you really care about, like, hypothetically speaking, okay, your girlfriend, right? Because,
okay.
like, if... Like,
yeah, yeah.
you and I have gotten in arguments, we're just like, we're like, oh, dude, fuck it, whatever.
When
like,
you get in an argument with your like, guy friends, you're just like, wow, this is stupid, let's stop.
Yeah, right? you're like, this is retarded, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and, or like, we don't talk for a day, you know, and then we'll be like, hey, man, I'm sorry, like, want to hang out?
Want to hang
out?
Like, yeah.
I'll drive, like, you know. Okay, so you're, like, with your girlfriend, you get in an argument or something. Let's say she does something to really, really just hit that nerve, right? How impossibly difficult is it to, like, not get mad? How do you, like, how, and my actual question for you is, try to, like, be the observer, and how in the world would you not get mad?
Well, oh God,
like, do you know what I mean? Like,
no, yeah,
like,
I hear you. That's really interesting you say that. You know, when I have, like, yeah, I have significant others in my life.
Right.
And I had my first girlfriend, I was with her for 4 years.
Okay.
And we argued all the time.
Okay.
And, you know, after that ended, I just figured that, wow, this is it's not even worth it. Like, right. why argue with someone you're with? You know, just, you know, sometimes arguments are healthy, but not when they're, like, heated and name-calling. That's when you cross
the
line. But, like,
the
say my girlfriend does do something that would really strike a nerve with me.
Okay.
You know, you don't always have to turn it into an argument. You, like, I guess this is kind of off topic for
let's hear it, bro.
But you don't always have to turn it into an argument. You can bring it up calmly and say, you know, hey, you know, this is kind of bothering me, this and that. And,
right.
You know, like, well, what do you think about it? Like, what are your thoughts about, you know, my concern? You know, what are your thoughts about my concerns?
Right.
And do you think it's out of line or this and that?
Right.
But
right.
At the end of the day, you don't want to fight. You don't want to argue.
You don't.
But, you know, there are times where, let's say I get in an argument with my parents.
Okay.
And we're both being irrational.
Right.
At the end of the day, you got to, you know, argument's over, whatever. You got to go in your room and think about everything and say it ruins your day.
Right.
But there's still something, hopefully, that you learn from it.
Okay.
And that's, you know, thinking positive about the situation and thinking positive about all the, you know, fighting that just happened.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
yeah, totally.
I don't know.
No, I feel
I'm
that.
Just trying to connect it to positivity, but...
No, yeah.
Think positive about any situation, any fight, any argument. You can think positive about anything, because that's...
You can.
That's life, man. There's positive and there's negative.
Right? And like, and
think
it's that
positive. It's easy.
And it's that part that I'm talking about. Like that perfect balance between the positivity, you know, the whole like yin and yang, like the perfect balance between the positivity and the negativity. Because right now, see, a lot of times on the show, we're all talking about the universe and this and that, like that's all well and good. And that's what like, you know, that's like what we're all about. And like, that's cool. But like, we're going to ground it for a minute. You know, we're going to say like, we are human beings, you know, like, we get mad, we get angry, we get frustrated, we yell, we cuss, we name call, you know, we judge, right? Right, Doc?
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed.
So,
we do.
Like,
yes.
With a, indeed entity. So, like, with all that, what I'm trying to say is how when somebody is being irrational and, like, you start to be irrational and you start to, like, well, this is blah, and I feel that, and you're a blah, you know, like...
You gotta distance yourself from that. Okay, Dr. Michelle, I know your husband would definitely know this quote, because I've met him many a times, but there's this quote, I think it was Winston Churchill or something, he said something along the lines of, you're a fool if you're arguing, like, you can never convince a fool that they're wrong, and then you're a
correct.
Fool. It's something along those lines where you're a fool for arguing with a fool. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know. So,
touche.
Two people.
Well, I agree.
Churchill.
Yeah. No. And I think.
I like that, man. I like
not
that. Not quite
sure what you're asking. Do you have a specific question? And
yes.
I kind of think I know what you're.
Yes. My specific question is, how do you, from a psychologist perspective, how do you not like, how do you not allow that frustration? Like, you detach, like Kevin said. Kev was like, you just got to detach
how
yourself.
How do you not allow the frustration to turn into negativity?
Yeah, like, how do you detach? Like, how do you... Okay, if you care about something and somebody so much... Because, like, I've been in situations before where, like, you know, I... You know, one of... Like, a loved one of mine or whatever, like, will get into an argument or whatever. And I will not know how to just... shut it off and detach myself and not be angry because I have such an emotional attachment to this person. And why do I get so angry? It's because I care so much. And why do they get so angry? It's because they care so much, you know?
Right.
And it's funny because we get angry because we love so much, you know, like,
right.
Which is kind of
anger, you know, the root of anger, they say many times is pain.
Mm-hmm.
Is pain?
Okay? Pain.
Right.
Sure, hurting.
Absolutely.
Right.
But pain,
so we lash out. It's just natural to lash out and protect ourselves. It's a natural way of being. But anger does make us sick. It makes us stressed. It makes us sick. Contrary to the old beliefs that if you use a punching bag, it'll get your anger out. Or hit somebody, you know, pretend dummy or whatever, you know, it'll get the anger out. That's not... They used to use batakas in therapy where it was like a large padded bat and you'd hit something, a couch or a chair, and you'd scream and yell. But the problem is it found that it stirred up and connected more neurons to make you want to be more angry.
More angry. I feel like that's
so
also
I don't
like a
mean
learned...
to, that's not answering your question, but
isn't that like a learned
positive when there's anger going on? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say that what I try to teach people is to understand that anger is the pain, and the way that you can actually, like you said, Kevin, detach, is to actually try to have some sort of empathy. Everything comes from us. Mm-hmm. Everything starts with us.
Right.
So if you, in some way, if we lack self-esteem or have been, you know, verbally battered by one or other parents or bullies or anybody who was a caregiver or anyone in our lives when we were early telling us we weren't worth it or we were stupid or, you know, just making us in some way, which we all have experienced.
Yeah, like how Kev tells me every day.
Less than other people. We take it with us all through our lives many times. What we have to have is the empathy. You know, we hurt, others hurt. We don't have to always defend ourselves, because when someone's mad at us, we may have hurt them, but they need to explain to us how we have hurt them. And we need to have empathy for others. In order to be able to understand and not lash back with anger, we need to lower our defense mechanisms and understand that other people have the same hurts we do. And even though they may be, like you said, Kevin, an idiot or a stupid or whatever, they may be that. But other people have their own fears, have their own issues that they're carrying in their hearts of low self-esteem or something that they've been called always, and they're going to defend themselves. And if you trigger that by saying something to them that reminds them of that old insecurity and vice versa, you're going to fight and you're going to be angry and you're going to, with all your heart, try to defend. But the reality is if you sit and talk and if you have empathy and understand your pain, you can understand theirs.
Right.
So that's how to detach, is it's not necessarily about me. And I know that's an old cliche, you know, with the Good Will Hunting movie, right? Robin Williams was the therapist, and he said, "It's not about you," when he was abused.
Yeah.
But it's true.
It's not your fault.
Not your fault.
It's not your fault.
That's right.
And
I always
crying.
Say, it's not about you. Yeah. It's about what you represent to that person.
Right. Yes, indeed.
You know.
Right. I dig it.
That's what my answer is. And it's hard to do, but it takes practice.
Yeah. And another thing that I'm a really firm believer in is, you know, everybody that we interact with, right, is simply a reflection of us.
Oh, right? Okay,
so,
yeah.
So check it out. Like, see, it's funny when we talk about these things and we say these things and, you know, we believe in these things, but when you're actually heated in the moment, you're not going to think, this person is just a reflection of me and I need to calm down. You know, you're not going to be all like angry. Like, you're not going to be like, you are a reflection of me. And the reason why I'm angry is because it's my fault. And, you know, you're not going to be like, oh, wait, it's my fault for being angry, when, like, you're all like pissed at this person. So I guess the key is, I think another really important part to the key of unlocking that empathy and detachment is the fact that we are all reflections of one another. Right.
Yeah.
Indeed. Because you've heard the true saying, we can only see in others what we see within ourselves. Right.
True.
And that, I believe, and I truly, truly feel and believe that is not only on a conscious level, you know, because, for example, you know, we could see, just hypothetically speaking, this is a terrible scenario, but we could see, you know, a father beating his son or something, or like, you know, some terrible, terrible thing, you know, an alcoholic dad that comes home and just beats, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, we hear about that, and we can, you know, we can see it, and we see it on movies and whatever. But, like, you know, we can't say that, like, oh, well, that is an aspect of me. You know, like it's so difficult to say, it's so difficult to look at that and be like, oh, well, you know, that father is actually just a reflection of an aspect within me. You know what I mean? Because on a conscious level, we're like, what the fuck? Like, what a terrible man. Like, that man should go to jail. You know, like, he should be locked up, and you're totally against it. But I still think on a subconscious level that, like, we all kind of are interconnected in the way that we all share in some way, shape, or form the same emotions, I guess.
Sure. We all have...
Yeah. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Similar emotions. We all have anger, fear, sadness, joy, rage. We all have emotions that are similar. It's just sort of how we choose to perceive the world,
right,
that helps us through. Indeed, we have fight or flight. You know, we...
Yes,
you men...
Indeed.
And I'm sure this has happened many times. When you get angry or feel threatened or feel like a loved one's threatened or hurt, you guys react with severe anger and protection, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Women do too, but men are more, you know, they're fueled up by... That's what their job is. That's what their job has always been to do, to protect and
protect,
take
care
of and defend.
And family and, yeah.
It's normal to have those feelings. In this society, though, you're not out there hunting, any wild game anymore.
I don't know
you're
what you're talking
out there
about.
Running from the wild creatures that are chasing you that you have to kill to feed your family with. It's a very sophisticated time in our lives. Most of the thing is done through thought and communication. So
right.
Now, you know, we take this old brain of surviving and we have to acclimate it to how are we going to get on in this world without having those old primal anger,
right,
feelings,
right,
those old primal beating feelings. Those, how are we going to function in a so-called civilized society? And it's
weird.
It's mindful
weird, yeah,
of that we all share vulnerability and pain.
Right, Mom.
I totally agree with what you're saying, Dr. Michelle, because, you know, we're animals. You got plants, you got minerals, you got animals. We are animals. That's wired in our DNA to the anger and the animal instincts of, you know, I'm the alpha, I'm the dominant. And we do have to control it. We have to suppress some of those emotions. And,
right,
you know, thinking positive is a great way to suppress anger and frustration and insecurities. And anything and everything along those lines.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
I was just trying to get back to
the
positivity.
I totally agree. And it's cool if we, you know, it's cool if we like stray off topic, you know, then we don't have to just stick to, you know, positive. We can go into the sky, bro.
Oh,
we can blast
yeah.
off into space.
Yeah.
Did you hear? That's my rocket ship blasting off.
It's a pretty sensual rocket ship.
Yeah.
My sensual rocket ship blasting off in space.
This reminds me of a James Brown song.
James Brown.
Say it loud.
Say it loud. I'm black. I'm proud.
You guys are fun.
No, Al Green, dude. I'm all about the Al Green. I think we should
turn this into a jazz show.
We should, man.
Or some like, you know, like love line where we just talk like James Brown does when people call in about the problems. They're like, ooh, baby,
ooh,
yeah, you
baby.
Tell me your problems.
Yeah. No, you know, I think.
Ooh, what was he doing to you last night?
Ooh, baby, say it again.
Say it again.
Guys are spreading the positive by making people laugh, and that lightens us all up.
You know,
comedy.
Hell,
what a beautiful
yeah.
thing. If you're feeling down, go rent a funny movie. Or,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, sure.
Did you know
exactly.
that Kev is a stand-up comedian?
I am.
You can catch him at the Laugh Factor this Friday.
Yeah. Stand up with Kev or sit down, you know, whatever makes you happy.
That's funny. No, but, you know, seriously, man, I think I just found the key to life.
Laughter. And
yeah.
singing.
Singing and Al
yeah.
Green.
And Barry White.
The Righteous Reverend. And Barry White.
Well, you know,
what is that? Wait, what's Barry White?
I think his name was Norman Cousins. I'm not sure, but he wrote this book about healing through laughter. It's a classic.
You know, that's actually something else that we were going to touch on in our show today. We were going to talk about healing. You know, we're just talking about, like, therapeutic and, like, just therapeutic ways that, like, that are actually like physically healing through just like the thoughts that you think, like laughter.
Okay.
Totally healing, bro.
Healing your mental state and your psychological state and possibly even your physical state. You know,
yeah,
there's an old saying, if you look good, or if you look good, you feel good and you play good. That's a sports thing.
Yeah.
But if you feel, if your mind feels like crap, You're gonna, your body's gonna feel like crap, and you're gonna feel drained and empty, and everyone's had those days where, you know, the sun's not out, and, you know, the weather kind of affects us, which is weird.
that's
something else, but
that's another show.
But you know, the sun's not out, it's raining, and you're sitting in bed like, why am I sad right now? Why do I want to watch The Notebook and eat chocolates all day? You know, there's, everyone has those days, so your body's drained.
Totally. Kev, is there something you want to tell us about sitting in bed all day watching The Notebook and eating chocolates?
You know what I want to do? I've been working a lot. I just want to have a weekend where I watch romantic movies with my girlfriend.
Wow, that's great. I love to hear that. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner in bed. Good for you.
Hell yeah. And you have Ben and Jerry's for all breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh my God.
Dude,
Dan,
you know,
if you're listening, that's next weekend, babe.
Hell yeah.
Good for you. Wow.
Kevin, you are just a girl's dream.
Dalen, you are a lucky girl.
You are a lucky girl.
The phone lines are ringing right now.
Okay, guys, we got to hold the phone lines because there's a lot of girls that are calling for Kev right now, and he's taken, ladies and gentlemen.
Whatever works.
I was riding in a... This is completely off topic.
Okay.
Dave and I were driving the other day, and there was this guy that we recognized. He went to our high school, and, you know, he wasn't a straight male. He was, you know, he was a homosexual.
Okay.
And Dave's like, oh, that's that one guy. I was like, oh, no way. I looked over at him, and then the guy just starts, he's just checking me and Dave out,
and he pulled up in the car. No, dude, he was checking you out, bro.
Was he checking me
out? Yeah, okay, so we're stopped at a stoplight, and he pulled up. He pulled his car up, and he's staring at Kev, and he smiles at him and, like, throws him a little wink or whatever.
It was good.
And you know what Kev said? He was like, wow, man, that made me feel really good.
I felt good about myself.
Hell yeah, bro. That's cool, man.
Kindness from the universe.
Yes, it is. Hey, we actually have a caller. We're going to take this. One sec. Doc, stay on the line. Ringer, ringer.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin. This is Marcus. How are you?
Hey, Marcus.
I was just wondering.
I'm totally messing around.
Stay positive.
Stay
positive, Marcus.
See, and this is like what we're all about. We're here in the studio. We're laughing. We're talking about positivity. Hey, we're drinking monsters. Can't you tell?
I can tell.
Hey, Doc. Hey, what's up, Doc?
Sure.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
I want to throw a situation or a scenario towards you. And just tell me how you would respond and stay positive throughout the scenario. You're driving to work. You're really late. You're speeding.
She's driving.
And then a cop pulls you over. And let's say you're behind on some bills and you're already kind of effed with the money situation, but cop pulls you over, he's writing you a ticket, he's a big asshole, and he's going to write you a second ticket for something else. How do you get through your day and stay positive and, you know, make your day kind of happy and not too mopey and not too, like,
that's a great
not too
question.
Much of dwelling on what you're going to do for the rest of the week?
That's
you know what I mean? Phenomenal question.
Kevin.
How would you stay positive?
Great question. Well, if we know that things that happen that are not good to us affect our outlook, of course. So if you have to work and go to your office or wherever you're going to function after the cop gives you a couple of tickets, you have to realize that in order to get through my day and function, I'm not necessarily, you know, going to be laughing and clicking my heels and saying, love, wonderful, life is great, necessarily, unless you're totally enlightened. But you have to sort of say to yourself, okay, I can either choose to focus on this and, you know, cuss out the officer in my own mind and think this day sucks and, oh, my life sucks, and, you know, you don't catastrophize on, oh, everything's down, everything's horrible, my money's horrible, my life's horrible, this is horrible, and here's just another. Okay, that's fine. Get over it and say, I need to focus on my day at what I'm doing now.
Right.
I'm going to put this aside. I was speeding. Crap. You know, I was speeding, and I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Don't beat yourself up. Just know that in the future, when you're late for work, you're going to be late anyway.
Or leave earlier.
Or leave earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just speed from the cops.
Drop some grenades out the window.
That's a great way to solve it, David.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. Just throw some naders out the window and lay down the spikes. You'll be good. Like, I'm just kidding.
But, I mean, no, you have to set aside. You have to say to yourself, I choose to let this get me crazy and make me in a bad mood and lash out at others and just feel funky all day and catastrophize about other things in my life. Add that one on.
Right.
Or I choose to focus on the now and just do what I have to do at work. And I'll take care of the ticket eventually. Right. However, I'll do it. I'll do it.
It'll work out.
And what lesson can I learn from this?
Right. Well,
there's a lot to learn. You know, no matter,
I'm going
to
slow down.
Yeah, no matter what life throws at you, there's always something to learn from it, whether it's a speeding ticket or, you know, someone you love getting sick or, you know, but there's always something to learn.
Right. When life gives you lemons, go to the store and get...
Yep.
Blueberries?
Go to the store and get some stuff for a smoothie.
Yeah. When life gives you lemons, go to the store and get some stuff for a smoothie.
Bam.
Great.
Bam. When life gives you lemons, have a barbecue.
Yeah. And then marinate that beef.
Yeah, no, we're just playing around. But yeah, you know, Kev, that was actually a really good question. I can relate to that. About a month ago, maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, I was on the phone with you driving in
David
my car.
I'm gonna interject. I'm just gonna say my side of the story because I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay.
So I get a call from Dave. He's like, oh hey, what's? I hadn't talked to him.
$300 later.
Yeah,
it was really funny.
I haven't talked to him in a long time. He's like, oh hey man, what's up? And right when I was saying hello, like, oh hey Dave, like what are you up to? I hear, oh crap, and then whoop whoop.
So, oh no.
Yeah. Okay, so there's one, and then 3 days later I'm driving, I'm in Beverly Hills, I'm talking to my boss, he's giving me directions on where to go, right? Because I have to go, you know, I have to go pick up something for him, and I'm like, where am I going? I have no idea. I'm on Santa Monica Boulevard and I have no idea where I'm going. Like, so I'm on the phone with him, and right as he answers the phone, I hear whoop whoop, and I'm no. 3 days later, I have to say, literally, and Kev, and I love that you said that, because literally for like a week after that, no, longer than that, like 2 weeks after that, like literally every single day I would wake up to go to work, the first thing that I was thinking about is, wow, I'm working to pay off a cell phone ticket.
Right.
Like, I'm not working to pay for my car insurance, to take my amazing girlfriend out. Like, to, you know, I'm working to pay for being on the cell phone while I was driving. Okay. So, like, then you got to go to court and then you got to do this. I just ended up not going to court and just sending in the money and saving the time and the stress. But, like,
right.
It's totally true. Like, stuff like that is such a Debbie Downer on your day. Like,
it's
insane, like, how much control, like, or how much power and control, like, that kind of stuff has on you. You know what I mean?
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, I guess
And what'd you learn from that?
What did I learn from that? To put the phone on speaker when I'm driving.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, and don't hold it with the other hand or get a Bluetooth.
Yes.
Get a Bluetooth.
Well, the only thing with the Bluetooth is, like, I don't like it on my ear and I feel like radiation is going straight into my brain.
Then put your phone on speaker and then put it on your leg
or, you just
or somewhere
get the,
on your dashboard and there you go.
Right, you plug it into, like, the aux cord or something. But here's the thing, you know, I just want to roll back to this for one moment. I feel like everything that we're talking about right now, you know, things that, you know, people go through on a daily basis, you know,
correct.
Like getting a ticket, getting a fight, doing this, disagreeing. That's all part, you know, like how we're like talking about like a shift or whatever. And like, you know, we're coming into the light and we're all getting enlightened and everything is getting better and heaven on earth. And so, like, that's, you know, that's all part of the shift. I feel like everything that we're talking about, you know, it's all perfect, it's all aligned. Like, this is all part of the shift, is shifting your brain, your neuronets, the way that you think, from these old beliefs and these old ways of reacting to things, and then start creating new ways of reacting to things. Because something, you know, something that I've heard and what I think is so unbelievably true is, and, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer says this, you know, a few other people says this, he says that it's not, you know, things in your reality, things around you will only start to change when you start to react differently.
Yes.
You know, it's the way that you react which determines the outcome of, like, what you see. You know what I mean? Like, you react a certain way, you're going to get it back. And if you keep reacting that way, what you're getting back is not going to change. So if you can change your ways and raise the vibration...
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Tell him more.
Tell him more. Tell him more. Raise the vibration. Raise the frequency by changing these negative ways and actually viewing your surroundings and reacting to your surroundings in a positive way. Then it's like, then everything around you will start to change. And see, I think that's the most difficult part. Literally the most difficult part is...
changing your old habits.
Yeah,
you know,
dude, because you're so set in to like
to
oh,
what you used to do.
This sucks.
The moping and the groaning and the complaining. Like when, you know, I feel like everyone has this learned response of... being angry when something doesn't go your way. Because, you know, when you're a kid, mommy, I want this chocolate cake.
Yeah.
And then, you know, mommy gives it to you.
Right.
And then if she doesn't give it to you, then you're going to be crying and throwing, pumping your fist on the ground. You know,
dude.
It's unhealthy. You know, most people, like, have that, you know, when they're kids.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
But,
and it's and another thing that you brought up, I'm glad that you brought that up, man. Because it's interesting that we learn that from childhood. You
yes,
know,
indeed.
It's interesting that, like, we're almost, like, programmed and, like, phased into, like, if we don't get the cookie, we have to be mad. You know, have you ever seen a kid that, like, doesn't get the cookie and it's like, oh, I'm cool with that.
It's okay because it's my green beans.
You're like, yeah. What is that? Like,
that never happened.
Like, oh, I didn't get the cookie. That's cool. I have broccoli.
Yeah,
like,
that doesn't happen a lot.
You know?
You know, there's a lot of things that. You know, people are always prove those things wrong, though. You know, you can always change. There's always room for improvement and to change. And, you know, there's all these statistics on how if your parents are alcoholics, then you're 90% more likely to be an alcoholic.
Yeah, you know.
56% of stats are made up on the site, you know.
Yeah.
But
true, though. It's true. They have statistical, you know, rates of inheriting something with
but it's,
certain...
You know, it doesn't always happen, you know.
Yeah.
Like, your parents are alcoholics. You don't have to be an alcoholic.
Right.
Yes, statistically speaking, you might. Chances are, you very well could become an alcoholic later down the road.
Right.
And the thing, you know, I my dad drinks a bit. I don't want to, like, get all into this, but, you know, he drinks a bit. And when I learned about that statistic, it made me not want to drink even more. Like, you know, I'll still go out with friends and this and that, but I'm not gonna. Be drinking every day, and especially when you see something like that, you wanna prove it wrong. You don't wanna do something. I don't know what you get. If you guys know what I'm saying.
No, I know exactly. No, I totally know what you mean. Like,
you wanna be able to prove it wrong. You don't wanna.
You don't wanna excuse it for
yourself.
Yeah, totally. And another thing, you know, that is totally aligned with that, which I feel is, you know, when you have certain experiences and certain situations that surround you, it allows you the opportunity to ask yourself whether you choose that or not.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed.
Like,
exactly.
So
we got choices. We got choices in life.
We got your seasons change, man. Things rearrange, but it all stays the same like the love Doctor Strange. I'm tame like the rapper.
Oh, snap. But yeah, you got your choices, be positive or negative, and why not choose the positivity? Because if you're thinking negative, you're not having fun. You're not feeling good. No one around you is having a good time. If you're thinking positive, everything is swell and dandy. And
right.
Life is
but
great.
But it's how do we get to positive? Like you just said, how do we get to positive when bad things happen?
It's tough.
It's tough. And like Kev said, detach.
Because we have to realize how it makes us sicker the more we think about and, as we call it, perseverate on all the bad things.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah. And
we have to change thoughts.
And I feel very strongly on this. The true self, so we, as human beings, we have all been blessed with an ego, right? As being a human being, we have true self,
right.
We have, you know, spirit, soul, whatever, and ego, which is that in which instills us to be a human being. It's the ego which wants to be heard. We want to be noticed, you know, we want people to hear what we have to say, you know, that's all part of, like, being a human, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I feel that every single time that, you know, okay, the true self, the part that's really, really you, does not get angry. There is no room in your true self for anger, resentment, hate, frustration. There's no room for that, right?
But we all have that within us.
That's what I'm saying.
It's okay.
That's the ego, though. No, of course it's okay. Of course it's. But what
it's
I'm
survival. What it's I, survival
no,
mechanism.
No, I get that. Them. I get that. Oh. But I'm not. What I'm saying is, like, if we can recognize that the true self doesn't contain anything but unconditional love, then any time that we start to get angry or start to get frustrated, we need to understand and we need to recognize that that is not our true self. That is our ego, right? That is our ego getting in the way of what is really us. And I feel like a true soul purpose of experiencing this planet and being on this plane and, you know, everything is, you know, having a healthy ego and aligning with your true self. You know what I mean?
But how do you define true self?
True self is the aspect within us when we, the part, the divinity within all of us.
The love and
the love that we have. The things, our true self is the things that excite us. Our highest excitement is our true self. Our love, the people that we love, the things that we love, the experiences that we love, that is aligning with our true self. That is when our true self is out and our true self is showing. Everything else is filtered through the ego, right?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. What I say is real. I agree. No, you're right.
I agree.
Really, it's like sometimes the law of least effort. If we try to get power, money, or chase happiness for the sake of ego, right, which is a feel of lacking within ourselves.
Right.
Okay. We waste energy.
Yes.
But if these actions are combined with love, and because I want to reach out to others, I want to help others, it's not my ego that needs fulfilling. It's my just identity that we're all here on the planet to try to make sense of who we are and try to love and reach out. And I'm not
right,
saying let's all sing Kumbaya. I'm saying just you know, try to love who you are and just be as kind as you can to others. Our energy will multiply.
Right.
We can use the surplus energy for anything we want. Anything we want, whether it's money or whatever makes you happy, you're not a bad person.
Yeah.
But if it's coming from just I want to fulfill my low self-esteem.
Right.
And I just want to be, you know, this is the problem with a lot of, I think, the media. You know, you watch the Academy Awards tonight, for instance, and it's a lot of it fueled by ego. Oh, I'm the prettiest. I'm the sexiest.
Yeah, I'm the best actor.
Who has the best dress? Like, yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's right. Just that if you're
things.
All about the material and building up your self-esteem all the time, you're going to be disappointed.
Absolutely.
But yes, indeed.
When you're about realizing that we all are vulnerable and have problems and love others for their problems and being vulnerable, you really are in a much better place. It's hard to say love and be positive all the time because sooner or later, you will have that cop coming up to you.
Yeah.
giving
and,
him a ticket.
You know, it'll,
you will have someone breaking your heart.
Right. Kev?
You will have someone, one of your parents saying you're not
right.
worthy.
Right,
but
right,
they're
right.
projecting their own anger onto you about how they feel about themselves.
You know, everyone's
going to
have
their going to happen,
days,
but if you have more understanding that others feel and think and are all
right.
vulnerable.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
The way to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, everyone's going to have their bad days and their good days
sure.
and stuff like that. And like you were saying with the whole don't try to build up your self-image, your ego too much, your self-esteem. You know, people go chasing perfection, but perfection, it's not a real thing, especially within human beings.
Yeah.
It's the imperfections in people which you should love and which you should cherish.
Right.
You know,
I'm not saying don't build up we do need to build up our self-esteem and know that we just love ourselves, know that we are loved by the universal principle. That's why we're here.
Yes, yes, indeed.
We need to love ourselves, not in an egotistical way, I'm better than others way, but I am one of everyone.
Right.
And we all
right.
have feelings.
And another thing that I am a firm believer in is positivity, positive energy will connect, right? Positive energy will come to each other. Negative energy, it breaks itself up. You know, negative energy, it segregates itself. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Negativity segregates itself and positivity becomes a collective. And that's why I'm thinking, you know, like a million negative people is not as powerful as 50,000 positive people. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's it. Guys, I want to thank all of you so much, Dr. Michelle.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
Thanks so much for coming on the show. We love you. All right, guys. Before we go, you got to check out Dr. Michelle on the Couch every Friday at 11 on LATalkRadio.com. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, David.
For coming on the show. We love you. Raising your vibration every Sunday at 1. Check us out. Have a blessed Sunday filled with love, light, happiness, and laughter. Later.